welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 338. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track by The Most Serene Republic. The song was called Ontario Morning, and it's on the band's new album, Mediac, which came out November 13th on Maple Music. It came out on a few other labels as well, and I'm not sure which ones are assigned to which countries or which formats, but that's what my copy says, and I'm sticking to it. I have a band based out of Milton, Ontario, kind of Toronto-ish. And they were part of the original, you know, big indie rock Canadian invasion of arts and crafts world. And they've been around for a long time. I've liked their earlier stuff and then kind of lost track of them, but they're back. I've missed a few albums in the middle. But I like this one. It's a solid album. And that Ontario Morning song we just heard was fantastic. Definitely a great intro. Pumps you really up. Thinking about stealing that and making it the intro to the Too Much Rock podcast. I've been thinking I need a theme song. Everybody needs a theme song. Anyway, I got lots of music for you this week. It's one of those 8-song podcasts, which means you get a bonus song, and that some songs are probably short, and it means you're not going to have to suffer through any, you know, long pagan metal songs. Anyway, let's go into something here. This is Sunny Day in Glasgow with the song Jewelry Duty.
Never.
There's a couple of heavyweights for you in the indie pop genre. Started that set off with A Sunny Day in Glasgow with the song Jewelry Duty. That's on the band's new set of EPs, Planting Weed Like It's Acid and Life Is Loss, which came out November 13th. Self-released albums from that Philadelphia band. Not sure how the two EPs play together and why it's not just an album. And, well, who knows? In the digital world that I live in, it's all the same, right? After that, we heard from The Pains of Being Pure at Heart. That is the song Hell from the band's new Hell EP. It includes that track and then two covers, including a cover of James is Laid, which, as Kate and I were discussing, is definitely one of the best songs of the 90s. That is also a self-release and also came out on November 13th. That band out of New York. And I get these two bands confused all the time. I'm not sure exactly why, but certainly there is some overlap, and they share a vocalist from time to time. But, Sunny Day in Glasgow, The Pains of Being Pure at Heart, they go together. Anyway, more music coming up. I had a track here by Susie and Los Cuatro, the song Don't Want to Talk About It.
Trying to do is nice, so nice, but lately
That is some delightful post-punk there from Woolen Men, a band from Portland, Oregon. That song is called Hard Revision, and that's on the album Temporary Monument, which just came out September 4th on Woodist Records. Never heard of the band, though they've been around for quite a while, I guess. I do like that album a lot, so I guess I'll be going back and finding out what else I missed from this band. Before that, we heard from Susie and Los Cuatro with the song Don't Want to Talk About It. That is on the album Hank, which came out September 27th of 2012 on B-Core Discs, a band out of Barcelona in Spain, introduced to me by the folks in Hell and Love, and I maybe have picked the wrong album to start with. That is the most recent album, but it's actually all written to commemorate the loss of someone very close to the band, Hank, I presume, and I don't know, maybe it's just a little too themed, or maybe too personal. It just doesn't speak to me as much as it should, so maybe I'll go back and pick up one of the band's earlier releases. I'm told they're just excellent power pop, but that album, I'm kind of maybe sad I bought that one. I guess that's kind of how the podcast works, though. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad, whatever. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Let's see. Let's just play more music. This is a track by Darren Heyman, the song Post Office Girl.
It's me, right? I'm the one who's kind. I'm the one who always waits in line. You must remember me, right? I got my own fragile stickers pasted all over me. Eyes wide, a warm smile among all these cold racist frowns. Post office girl, gonna write you a song and put it on a record as well. Going to send that record out so it passes through your hands. Post office girl. Carefully, take care for me. I'm your specialty. Post office girl, gonna write you a song and put it on a record as well. Going to send that record out so it passes through. Post office girl, post office girl, gonna write you a song and put it on a record as well. Going to send that record out so it passes through your hands. Post office girl.
was a short little set there, a short little song. That was Frankie Cosmos, the project of Greta Klein with the song Sand. That is on the EP Fit Me In, which came out November 13th on Bayonet Records. She's based out of New York City. I don't know anything about her, though every band I know loves her, so I went and picked up that EP, and you can't really tell much about an EP, and I'm told this one even was kind of like an experimental one, so who knows, maybe I'll catch the project live, and that will tell me a whole lot more. But I do like that song, and it's a little different from the rest of the ones on the album. Definitely a little more upbeat, a little less electronic, but still lots of happy drum machine there. Just like the first song, Darren Heyman's Post Office Girl. That is on his album Florence, which came out November 6th on Fika Records. Of course, he's based out of London, though that album was actually recorded in Florence, where he was, on a vacation, on a, writing binge, who knows. But he went there, and then he wrote an album, and then he released it, and then people liked it. And that's kind of how it works with Darren Heyman. His fans are always his fans, and those that don't know anything about him will never know anything about him. I don't think there's another big breakthrough coming, but who knows? He's definitely a consistent and wonderful songwriter, and that one there, I really like that. Okay, let's wrap things up. I want to let you know you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 338. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com or find me on any of your social media sites at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, a few things coming up. Iris DeMent playing the 20th at the Knuckleheads, or Darwin D's at the Riot Room the 20th, or Conquerors are playing at Fountain City Tattoo on the 20th. A couple of bands are playing that one. I've never been to a show there, nor do I even know where it is, but Google will tell me, and maybe I'll show up. Spine is playing at the Loft on the 21st, and I think that's also with Blindsided USA, so hardcore in the West Bottoms. The 24th, Corrosion of Conformity at the Riot Room. 27th, Good Life at the Riot Room. That is also Record Store Day, and every store is doing big things. Josie seems to have a very good lineup that day. The 30th, the Get Up Kids are playing at the Record Bar with Merwinger. The 1st, Rex Hobart is playing at Coda. I've never actually been to Coda, so I'm going to make it a point to go there for that one. I think that's an early kind of supper clubbish sort of show. We'll see what that one's all about. On the 2nd, Frank Turner is playing at the Midland as part of some sort of Buzz Stole Christmas thing. It's sold out, but Frank Turner. He's not even the headliner, but Frank Turner. Also on the 2nd is the Interrupters playing at Record Bar, and I think that's with Uncouth. I forget who's playing with that as well, but that is supposed to be a good show. The 4th, Architects are playing at the Record Bar. The 5th, Hillary Watts Riot at the Brick. That's part of their CD release show. The Queers are playing on the 7th at Record Bar, and I think Drop a Grand's on that bill, and I don't know who else, somebody else. Then looking the 11th and 12th, you're going to get to see Conquerors and Brewinger like three times each within those 2 days if you go to all of the record store events for their releases and their night shows. So Brewinger playing at Mills on the 11th, the 12th, Conquerors and Shy Boys at Mills. The 11th that night is Conquerors and Brewinger at Blind Tiger, and the 12th is Conquerors and I think Brewinger again at the Replay that on the 12th. So yes, catch those bands a lot of times. One of those I think is with Psychic Heat too, and a lot of people like that band. Looking at the website, and lots of things happened in the last week. Lots of show accounts written. You had photos and accounts and video of the Parquet Courts Lazy and Young Mammal show. Video up of that last Apocalypse Meow night. There's an account up of of the Front Bottoms, Smith Street Band, and Elvis Presley show. An account went up of that Beach Slang Lithuanian Warriors show. So lots of new things on the website. Visit it, check it out. Anyway, I'm out of time already, so let's play this song already. This is a track by Connor Youngblood, based out of Nashville, Tennessee, and the song is called Diamonds. It's on an EP called The Generation of Lift that he released himself on October 9th. He has a song called Badlands on there that has a beautiful video, but I like this song actually better. So I'm going to end this one. It's going to drift you off in a nice little way, I think. This one's called Diamonds. It's by Connor Youngblood. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week. Thank you.
Ooh, I was so dizzy, but now you're over.